各位早晨，新年快乐。对不住，我今日冇着棉褛同埋长衫。Actually, I don't own one. I don't own it. But you guys look good.
你哋好好睇。
This past year, we've been looking at what renewal looks like personally, relationally, spiritually, and as a church.
在过一年里面，我们一直探讨教会更新是怎样的，包括在个人的层面、关系的层面、属灵的层面和整间教会合一的层面。
Today, I want to share with you a story, a parable in the Bible that illustrates renewal very well.
我今天想跟大家分享一个故事，就是圣经里面一个比喻，这个比喻非常能够讲明更新应该是怎样的。
In doing so, I want to refer you to a painting by Rembrandt entitled The Return of the Prodigal Son.
为这样的缘故，我想给你看看一幅由林布兰画的画，叫做《浪子回头》。
You also find it at the back of your sermon notes as well.
在你的笔记后面有。
When I first saw this painting at the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia in 2004,
当我第一次在俄罗斯圣彼得堡的东宫博物馆2004年的时候看到这幅画的时候呢，
I was so moved by it.
我非常受感动。
Not just because of the size, because the original is about 7 feet wide by about 9 feet high, so it's actually bigger than life.
不是单止因为它很大幅，因为它的真迹是有7尺阔和9尺高，比真人还要大的。
But I was so touched by the way in which Rembrandt painted the three main characters in the story in Luke chapter 15.
而在林布兰去绘画这个三个很主要的人物的时候，令我印象很深刻。
Actually, I just realized, I would like to have the scripture read. So, are you able to read Luke 15 for us?
Okay, 路加福音15章11至到32节，在大家的序表那里印有，是以下的经文。耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多日子，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费之财，既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞尽了你的产业。他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And so as I was saying, I was so touched by the way in which Rembrandt painted the three main characters in the story in Luke chapter 15.
正如我剛才提到，是林布兰这幅画描绘的三个人物令我印象很深刻。
How he portrayed the father in this story, and the younger son, as well as the older son.
那里有父亲、小儿子和大儿子在这
里。I was so enamored by this painting, that I, after studying the details of and everything, that after many years, I now own 4 copies of this.
在多年后呢，我呢，因为被这幅画迷住呢，所以我常常呢，去，研究这幅画，到目前为止呢，我有四个的副本。
3 at home, and this is one of them.
三張在家，這個是其中一幅。
And one in my office at work.
還有一張在我的辦公室那裡。
It's so that I could remind myself every day what we're called to be as sons and daughters of God.
放在那裡可以提醒我自己，讓我想起我們被稱為神的兒女應該是怎樣的。
From the scripture that was read earlier,we can see in this parable that the younger son asked for his share of the inheritance before his father dies.
在剛才讀過的聖經裡面，我們可以看到這個比喻裡面，小兒子在父親去世之前要求得到分到他的遺產。
He shows his selfishness and disregard for his father's authority.
他表現出他的自私以及對父親的權威的無視。
It is as if he is saying to the father,I wish you were dead so that I can have my inheritance now.
其实呢，就正如呢，好似佢同父亲话，我希望你已经死咗啦，咁呢，我而家就可以承继你嘅遗产啦。
He wanted to live life his own way, you know, be his own master. He had no concern for his father or for his family.
佢想用自己嘅方式生活，成为自己嘅主人，亦都唔关心佢嘅爸爸或者屋企人。
But the father grants his request.
但他父亲答应了他。
I often wonder why he did that.
我经常感到很奇怪，为什么他会这样做呢？
I would find hard to do so, to give away the inheritance to my son before I die.
我觉得很为难的，如果你叫我在我死之前将我遗产传给我的儿子的话。
Did you hear that, son? I know he's not in this service, but in case he listens to the recording.
我儿子虽然不在这里，但万一他听到网上的录音。
You know, anyways, that the father gives his son 1/3 of his wealth, and his son takes the money, goes to a far country, and squanders everything that he received.
那个的父亲呢，给小儿子三分之一的财产，小儿子拿走了一些钱，去到一个很遥远的国家，然后呢，挥霍晒他所有的钱。
Everything.
所有东西。
He spent it all carelessly.
花费晒所有的东西。
You see, the younger son.Has a rebellious heart that's lost in self-centeredness.
你知这个的小儿子呢，因为他自我中心。
He wasted all his money on wild living.
他呢，在无节制这样呢，花费了他所有的钱。
He was searching for love and fulfillment in places where they could not be found.
他在找呢，一个，想找爱和满足，而在一些找不到的地方那里去找。
And after spending all his money, he was desperate.So he hired himself out to someone in order to feed pigs.
他花盡所有的錢之後，他覺得很絕望，所以他開始做餵豬的工作。
He was hungry, but no one cared.
他很肚餓，不過沒人在意。
And he was not given any food to eat.
沒人給他吃。
And so while sitting among the pigs, he reflected on life back home.
他坐在豬群中間的時候，他想起以前在家的生活了。
Now you may have not left home physically.
可能你呢，没有亲身的离开过家啦。
But have you left home spiritually?
但你有没有在属灵上离开了家呢？
Have you been seduced by the voices from a distant land calling us, calling you to prove that your worth is measured by the amount of money that you make?
你有没有被很遥远的地方的声音吸引住，叫你呢，证明自己的价值呢，是取决于你赚到多少钱的呢？
That you'll be loved more.By enhancing your physical beauty.
同埋咧，你会咧被爱多啲嘅。当你去扮靓自己，整好自己外表。
Your outward appearance.
你嘅外表更加靓嘅时候。
Your social media feed. You know how many people like your feed?
你嘅社交嘅生活。
Have you been seeking true love in a distant land?
你有没有在遥远的地方在寻找真爱？
in which the only place where true and unconditional love is found in the embrace of your Heavenly Father.
而同時咧，揾真正無條件嘅愛咧，只有喺父嘅懷中先會揾到。
It is only when we're in the embrace of our Father, in the arms of a Father who's willing to accept us just as we are, that we can gain a glimpse into what Paul says when he says, "How wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ."
上帝愿意揽住你，照你嘅本相咧嚟到接纳你，就好似咧保罗喺以弗所书三章十八节描述基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Henry Nouwen says this. He says in his book, there's a book that's really good that's written by Henry Nouwen. It's called "The Return of the Prodigal Son." And in this book, he says this.
亨利洛文在他的叫做《浪子回头》的书里面呢是讲了以下的东西。
He describes leaving home as moving out of the place of the Father's love, where one is able to hear, "You are my son, whom I love, upon you my favor rests."
他形容呢离开家乡呢是离开了父亲爱的地方，而在这个地方呢人呢是可以听到，你是我所爱的儿子，我将我的恩惠，我的偏爱都放在你那里。
He continues by saying this, "Yet over and over again, I have left home. I have fled the hands of blessing and run to faraway places, searching for love. Somehow, I have become deaf to the voice that calls me the beloved. I have left the only place where I can hear that voice and have gone off desperately, hoping that I would find somewhere else what I could no longer find at home."
里面说，但是我竟然一次又一次的离开屋企，我逃离那个祝福之手，跑到很遥远的地方想寻找爱，不知为什么我对称呼我为挚爱的声音变得充耳不闻，我离开了唯一一个可以听到那种声音的地方，而且拼命的离开，希望能够在其他地方找到我的家里面找不到的东西。
And so after coming to his senses, the younger son decides to go home to his father.
咁因此咧，小儿子喺恢复理智之后咧，佢决定要翻到去父家嗰度。
It's a very difficult decision for him because he knows what he will face when he gets back home.
呢个系非常难嘅决定，因为佢完全清楚咧，佢翻到家乡嘅时候咧，会面对啲乜嘢嘅。
He will face the humiliation and the taunting of the people in his village.
他会面对自己村庄里面的人的屈辱和嘲弄。
He'll face the scorn and the hostility of the village elders.
他会面对村里面长老的轻蔑和藐视。
He'll face the ridicule and the contempt of his older brother.
他会面对哥哥的嘲笑和藐视。
And he'll also expect to face the anger and the wrath of his father.
还有面对他父亲的愤怒烈怒。
You see, he has sinned against God and against his father.
他得罪了上帝，也都得罪了他父亲。
It's a long way home, but he decided to get up and to go despite all that he had done.
回家的路很长的，不过他都依然决定要回去。
He wanted to tell his father that he was sorry.
他想告诉爸爸知对不住啊。
And so while he was still far away,He saw his father. While he was still far away, his father saw him.
当他还是很远的时候，他爸爸见到他。
Now the father doesn't just stand there, you know, cross his arms and say, "This better be good."
他爸爸呢，不是只是站在那里，翘着双手，然后说，你今次真的有好东西才过来啊。
But he runs and he throws himself on his son.
但是呢，他跑过去，然后揽住自己的仔。
And he kisses his son.
还有锡他。
He was filled with compassion and love.
他的儿子呢，充满同情和爱心。
The son began to say what he had prepared to say.
小儿子呢，开始呢，准备讲他的说话了。
But before he could even finish what he wanted to say, the father cuts him off and he says this instead.
他未开口之前呢，他爸爸呢，就斩断了他的说话了。
You are my son.
他说，你是我的儿子。
Welcome home, son.
欢迎你回到你家。
He was willing to be a slave, but the father restored him to full sonship.
他甘愿成为爸爸的奴仆，但爸爸完全恢复了他儿子的身份。
He had taken his father's love for granted, but here he experiences the full extent of his father's love for him.
他以前认为父亲的爱是理所当然的，但是在这里他充分体验了父亲对他的爱。
As a result, the father celebrates because of his joy.
父亲因为很喜乐而他要庆祝。
He calls for a feast.
他摆设了筵席。
The fattened calf to be cooked.
去杀一只很肥的小牛。
You know, for us in the Asian culture, you know what it'd be, right?
在我们亚洲文化里面你知道是怎样的。
It'd be a 烧猪。Especially during Lunar New Year.
特别是农历新年的时候。
And so when the older son comes back, he notices a celebration.
当大儿子回来的时候，他注意到这个庆祝活动。
And on hearing this news, the older son becomes angry and he will not celebrate.
他听到这个消息之后，大儿子变得很生气，他不想去庆祝。
As far as he was concerned, his younger brother was dead and he should remain that way.
就他而言，他的弟弟已经死了，而情况应该是继续保持下去。
The older son's resentment paralyzed him.
大儿子的怨恨令他的脑筋瘫痪了。
And he could not enter into his father's joy.
他不能够进入他父亲的喜悦。
Into his father's home.
进入他父亲的家。
And so if the younger son has a rebellious heart that's lost in self-centeredness, then the older son has a resentful heart that's lost in self-righteousness.
咁如果小儿子咧话系因为自我中心而产生咗叛逆嘅心咧，咁大儿子咧就系自以为意嘅怨恨之心啦。
But even so, the father's love for the older son continues as he goes out to meet his angry son.
即使系如此咧，当父亲去见佢好嬲嘅大儿子嘅时候咧，佢嘅爱咧依然系继续噶。
And the son, in effect, says this. He says, "I'm worthy."He's not. This is totally unfair.
大儿子其实实际上想说我是值得的，而这个小孩他不值得，这样不公平。
You see, in his mind, the older son's mind, his younger brother deserved punishment, but he received love.
在大儿子的脑里面，他觉得这个弟弟是应该受到惩罚的，但竟然会得到爱。
He deserved reward, but he received nothing.
他自己应该得到报酬，但竟然一无所获。
He could not find it in his heart to forgive his brother.
在他内心找不到对弟弟的饶恕。
The older son lives at home with the father, but he is far away from the father's heart.
大儿子和父亲住在一起的，但他的心却远离他父亲。
In Rembrandt's painting, the older son looks like the father.
在林布兰的画里面，那个大儿子看起来好像他爸爸那样。
He is dressed like him.
他打扮好像他，
but the similarity stops there.
但是那个相似就只是停在那里。
Because he does not agree with how the father accepts his younger brother.
因为他不同意父亲接受他弟弟的方式。
He would never do the things his brother did.
他永远不会做他弟弟做过的事。
He would never leave home.
他永远不会离开家。
He would never squander all that money.
他永远不会挥霍他所有的钱。
He would never indulge in that type of lifestyle.
他永远不会沉迷于那种生活方式。
But as we look closer at him,
但当我们仔细一点看他的时候呢，
he's almost as lost as his brother.
他比他的兄弟更加迷失。
Actually, he's even more lost than his brother.
比他弟弟更加迷失。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because he doesn't even realize that he's lost.
因为他甚至不知道自己迷失了。
And so this should serve as a warning to us.
这个应该是对我们发出的一个警告。
We can dutifully serve God. We can dutifully come to church each and every week. But we can still be lost.
因为我们可以很尽职尽责地来到侍奉神。每个礼拜每个星期很尽职尽责地去教会，但是我们仍然可以是迷失了的。
You see, duty has become a burden to him, and service a form of slavery for him.
你会发现责任成为了一个重担，而服侍是对大儿子来说变成一种奴役。
Now, when I hold on to my anger,
当我坚持自己的愤怒的时候，
when I hold on to my grudges,
我坚持自己的怨恨的时候，
when I find it hard to forgive people who've wronged me,
我好难去原谅那些对不住我的人，
I'm like the older son.
我就好像大儿子一样。
When I grumble and complain and constantly find fault in others, I'm like the older son.
当我发牢骚抱怨的时候， 同埋不斷揾人哋嘅錯處嘅時候，我就好似大兒子咁。
The older son lives at home with the father, but he's far from the father's heart.
大兒子同父親住埋一齊，但係佢個心卻離佢好遠。
Have I wandered away from the father like the older son?
我哋嘅心係咪一樣好似大兒子咁，從父親嗰度流浪咗出去咧？
Rather than sharing in the father's joy as his younger brother's return, his pride, his selfishness that were deeply hidden are now revealed.
大兒子咧揭露咗佢裏面深深隱藏住嗰啲嘅驕傲同埋自私，而唔係咧喺細佬翻嚟嘅時候分享佢父親嘅喜悅。
The older son totally underestimated the depth of his father's love and goodness.
大儿子完全低估了他父亲的爱和良善。
So if the younger son has a rebellious heart that's lost in self-centeredness,
因此如果小儿子是由于自我中心的反叛之心而失落，
and the older son has a resentful heart that's lost in self-righteousness,
而大儿子是由于自以为义的怨恨之心而失落了，
then we can see that the father has a redemptive heart that's filled with compassion and love.
咁我哋睇到父亲咧系满有怜悯同埋慈爱嘅救赎之心嘅。
The heart of the father burns with an immense desire to bring his children home.
父亲嘅内心咧燃起咗对儿子带翻屋企嗰个好巨大嘅愿望。
But his love is too great to just force things, to force any of this, to constrain him, to control him, to push and pull him.
但系咧佢嘅爱太大啦，冇办法咧通过约束。推动或者拉动来强迫实行任何。
You see, as the father, he wants his children to be free, free to love.
你睇到作为一个父亲咧，佢希望孩子自由，去自由咁去爱。
But that freedom includes their possibility of leaving home, going to a distant land, and losing everything.
但系呢种嘅自由包括咗佢会离开屋企，去到好遥远嘅地方，同埋失去一切嘅可能性。
The father is waiting for his son to return, hoping that one day he would see his son again.
他在等待儿子回来，希望有一天可以再见到儿子。
He wants his son to know that the love that he's searching for is and will always be there for him.
他希望儿子知道他在找的爱是常常永远都存在在这里的。
Luke 15 verse 20 says this, But while he was still a long way off,His father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
圣经那里他说，于是起来往父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
When the father sees his son, he runs to him.
因此当父亲见到他仔的时候就跑去他那里。
In his culture, in that culture, it is a shameful act for an old man to do that.
在他们的文化里面，对一个年纪这么大的男士来说，这是一个可耻的举动来的。
The father then embraces his son, even though he's wearing filthy clothes, another shameful act.
然后当他的儿子整身穿着很污糟的衣服，他父亲去揽着他的时候，这个是另一个可耻的举动来的。
Then he kisses his son, even though he's dirty and smelly, another shameful act.
然之后咧，佢去锡佢个仔，就算呢个仔咧好污糟、好臭，咁呢个咧又系另一种嘅可耻嘅举动。
But in doing these things, the father is taking the shame of his son upon himself. And whatever the people, the village, and the older brother wanted to do to the younger son, they must now do to him.
咁因为父亲做咗所有呢啲嘢之后咧，将儿子嘅羞辱咧投向自己嗰度，咁无论村里边嘅人。哥哥想对小儿子做啲乜嘢都好啦，而家咧佢哋都必须系要对呢个父亲嚟做。
And the surprises continue as the father orders the best robe to be put around his son.
但系咧惊喜系一浪接一浪嘅，父亲咧仲下令将俾儿子咧穿上最好嘅长袍。
A ring to be placed on his finger.
戴戒指喺佢手指上面。
Shoes to be put on his feet.
帮他的脚着鞋。
The killing of the fattened calf that's done only in the presence of the most honored guest.
而且呢杀一只最大的肥牛仔，这个呢是对最尊贵的宾客才会这样做的。
Now, in this parable, Jesus shows us the heart. He shows us the love of our Heavenly Father as described in the Father that the Father has for His Son.
在这个比喻里面，藉着描述故事里面父亲对儿子的爱，耶稣向我们展示了父亲的心和他的爱。
What a beautiful picture.
这个是一幅很美丽的图画。
Of a loving and compassionate God.
有上帝的慈爱和怜悯在里面的图画。
The father humiliates himself to show love towards his sons.
他父亲羞辱自己，为了向儿子表达他的爱意。
And so, if the message to the younger son is to come home,
咁所以咧，如果咧俾小儿子嘅信息系翻嚟屋企咧
，then the message to the older son is to come in.
咁咧俾大儿子嘅信息咧系要进入父亲嘅心
，come in to the father's heart.
进入父亲嘅心里面。
Now, our holy God Himself risks His reputation to welcome home lost sons and daughters.
我们圣洁的神冒着声誉受损的危险去欢迎失散的儿女回家。
In Rembrandt's painting, we see the hands of the father gently pressing his son to his chest.
我们在林布兰的画里面，我们看到父亲一只手轻轻地放在儿子的胸前。
We see an image of a father whose hands lovingly created us.
我们有一个做我们的父亲的形象在这里。
Whose palms our names are carved into.
我们的名字好像刻在他的手掌上一样。
Whose hands are held out to bless us.
他伸出他的双手来祝福我们。
He holds his son with such tenderness, such mercy, such compassion.
他用温柔、慈悲和体谅来抱住他的儿子。
His face, his hands, his embrace.All show unconditional love.
他的面上边，他的手同埋佢嘅拥抱都显示咗佢无条件嘅爱。
What we see here is we see forgiveness.
我哋喺度睇到嘅系宽恕啦。
We see reconciliation.
和好啦。
We see healing.
医治啦。
Safety.
安全啦。
Rest.
休息。
Being at home.
同埋喺家里边嘅温暖。
The father's heart goes out to both his sons.
父亲的心有两个的儿子在
里面。He loves them both.
他两个都爱。
He hopes to see them together as brothers who belong to the same household, who belong to the same family.
他希望看到他们对待对方好像亲兄弟，属于同一个家庭这样。
You see, we are God's beloved.
我们都是神所爱的。
We need to come before our Heavenly Father and receive the unconditional love that He offers to us.
我们需要来到神面前去接受祂无条件的爱。
Because it's only then that we can gradually be transformed into the compassionate Father.
因为只有这样做，我们才能够逐渐变为富有同情心的父亲。
Unless you feel that you are God's beloved, you cannot see into the heart of God.
除非你感到自己是父亲上帝的挚爱，否则你看不到上帝的内心。
Unless you sense God's forgiveness for you, you cannot offer it to others.
除非你感觉到上帝对你的宽恕，否则你不能够宽恕其他人。
Have you kneeled before the Father?
你有没有在父亲面前跪低？
Placed your ears upon his chest?
将你的耳仔放在他的胸怀那里呢
？To hear the heartbeat of God，
听下神的心跳
；To feel His embrace and His love for you，
感受下他的拥抱同埋爱呢
？To become His beloved， we need to return home。
要成为他的挚爱呢，我哋要翻屋企。
We need to consciously not cling on to our past sins, our past struggles。
我们要刻意有意识地不要再去依恋过去的罪恶和挣扎。
We need to believe that where our trials, our failures are great, God's grace is greater still.
我们要相信在我们受试验和失败得很犀利的地方，上帝的恩典可以显得更加大。
We need to realize that our worth is not as hired servants, but as his child, as his son, as his daughter.
我们需要意识到我们的价值不是作为神的工人，而是作为他的孩子，他的子女。
So Henry Nouwen in his book, he asked this question.
亨利·洛文在本书里面提到这条问题。
He said, the question is not, how am I to love God?
他的问题不是我如何去爱神。
But how am I to let myself be loved by God，
而系咧我如何让自己被神去爱我。
According to now, he continues and says this. He says, "A child does not remain a child. A child becomes an adult. An adult becomes father and mother. When the prodigal son returns home, he returns not to remain a child, but to claim his sonship and become a father himself. As the returned child of God, who's invited to resume my place in my father's home, the challenge is to become the father myself. I have lived with the insight that returning to my father's home was the ultimate call. But the closer I come to home, the clearer becomes the realization that there is a call beyond the call to return. It is the call to become the father who welcomes home and calls for a celebration. Having reclaimed my sonship, I now have to claim fatherhood."
诺文在书里面继续这样说，他说一个孩子并不能够维持成为一个孩子，他要长成人，一个成人会成为父母。浪子回家之后，他回来的目的不是继续做孩子，而是取回儿子的名分，并且亲自成为父亲。作为神回归回来的孩子，被邀请恢复在父家里面的地位，他的挑战是要自己成为父亲。我一直都怀着这样的见解，就是回到父亲的家是终极的呼召，但我离家很近，我就越清楚的意识到，除了回来的呼召之外，背后还有另一个的呼召，就是要成为欢迎儿子回家和摆设庆祝活动的父亲。取回自己儿子的身份之后，我必须现在就取回自己做父亲的身份。
And so, dear brothers and sisters in Christ,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
we are called to become the father.
我们每个人都被召成为父亲。
Now, some of us here, we can relate to the younger son because we have gone our own way and have wandered from God.
我们有些人当中可能我们跟小儿子的角色有关，因为我们走了自己的路，在上帝那里流浪了出去。
Some of us can relate to the older son because over the years, our hearts have grown cold. It's grown hard, and our love and compassion for others have run dry.
我们有些人又或者对大儿子的角色是有些认同的，因为在我们过去的岁月里面，我们的心可能变得冰冷，我们对他人的爱和同情枯干了。
And some of us, if you're like me, I can relate to both.
如果你好似我咁咧，可能咧同两个角色咧都有啲嘅关联。
So although we may have both the rebellious younger son and the resentful older son in us, we're not to stay that way.
因此咧，尽管我哋当中可能有啲咧既有叛逆小儿子，又有怨恨嘅大儿子嘅质素喺度，但系咧我哋唔好维持咁样。
Because God has called us to become the father in this story.
因为上帝呼召我们要成为故事里面的父亲。
Becoming like the Father, the Heavenly Father, is not just one aspect of Jesus' teaching, it's actually at the very heart of his message.
成为天父的样式并不只是耶稣教导的其中一个方面，而是实际上是他这个信息里面的核心。
Do I want to be like the Father?
我想不想成为一个父亲呢？
Do I want to...be not just the one who's being forgiven, but also the one who forgives.
我想不想不仅成为被宽恕的人，还要成为一个能够宽恕人的人呢？
Not just the one who's being welcomed home, but also the one who welcomes home.
不仅呢，成为一个受欢迎回家的人，而且呢，成为一个可以欢迎人家回家的人。
Not just the one who receives compassion, but the one who offers compassion as well.
不仅是做一个得到同情心的人，甚至自己也可以是一个富有同情心的人。
Jesus said in Luke chapter 6 verse 36, "Be compassionate as your father is compassionate."
耶稣在路加福音6章36节那里这样说，他说你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
Jesus said this not only to show us how willing God is to feel for me and to forgive my sins, but to invite us to become like God.
耶稣这样说，不仅向我们显示了上帝愿意为我们去感受和宽恕我们的罪过，还邀请我们成为神的样式。
To show the same compassion to others as God himself shows to me.
对人的表现呢，好像神对我们这样有同情心。
I pray that one day that we would all be able to say that God is transforming us.
我祈祷有一日，我们所有人都可以说，上帝在改变我们。
He's renewing us.
他在更新我们。
From being the kneeling or the standing lost son and daughter.
好像在画里面跪低或者站在那个失落的儿女。
To being the loving and compassionate father.
成为慈爱富有同情心的父亲。
From the place of being blessed to the place where we can truly bless others.
从被祝福到我们可以真正去祝福别人。
Are there areas in your life that you feel God tugging at your heart to be or to do, but you just lack the discipline or the courage?
在你生活里面有没有一些地方感觉到神呢，好像在拉扯着你的内心要去成为一些事或者做一件事，而你呢却缺乏了纪律和勇气呢？
In what area of your life is the Lord urging you to become more like the Father in this story?
在你生命里面有哪些方面神呢似乎是催促你更加去像故事里面的父亲呢？
Is it to take on more spiritual leadership in our homes, with our families, in our church?
是不是在我们的家庭、我们的家人当中，或者在我们教会当中承担更加多的属灵的领导呢？
Perhaps the Lord just wants you to spend more meaningful time with your aging parents or with your teenage children.
或者可能神只是想你呢同你年纪大的父母多些时间，又或者同你少年儿童的仔女呢度过更多有意义的时间。
Or perhaps he just wants you to pray and to wait patiently for them.
又或者呢他只是希望你为他们祈祷然后耐心等候。
To become like the Father in your situation of life where you welcome people home, where you are continually forgiving others, where you are showing love unconditionally to all people.
在生活中现在的情况下成为一个父亲，你可以欢迎人家回来家，在那里你不断去宽恕人，在那里你向所有的人展示什么是无条件的爱。
So when I ask myself the same question,
当我自己问这条同样的问题的时候呢，
In what area of my life is the Lord urging me to become more like the Father in the story?
在我生命里面呢，有哪些地方神呢催促我更加似故事里面的爸爸的呢？
I sense the Lord speaking to me in this way.
我感觉到神呢跟我这样讲说话。
Especially in my role as the senior pastor of Fraser Lands Church.
特别我在菲秋伦教会作为主任牧师的角色。
In my present position,
在我现在的职位上,
I see my role as the father.
我看见我的角色好像爸爸这样。
The father of a spiritual family.
一班属灵家人的父亲。
A spiritual home.
一个属灵的家。
A home in which I've been a part of since 1991.
这个家呢，自从1991年呢，我就是当中的一份子。
That's a long time.
很长的时间。
That's 29 years.
有29年。
I was going to say some of you don't aren't even that old, but you are.
可能你有啲人都冇咁年纪大添啊，系咪？
But that's a long time.
但系呢个好长嘅时间。
You see, in my personal life, I only have one son.
喺我个人嘅生命里边咧，我有一个仔啫。
One child in whom I love dearly.
一个我好深爱嘅孩子。
In my communal life, that is, in my church life.
在我社区的生活，即是我教会生活里面，
I have 5 children.
我有五个的仔女，
So to speak.
很不同的。
They're all very different.
他们很不同的。
Very unique.
很独特。
Very special.
与众不同。
You know, God has given me the privilege of being a spiritual father to the Cantonese congregation.
神给了我这个的荣幸，我成为粤语堂的爸爸。
To the English congregation.
英语堂的爸爸。
To the Mandarin congregation.
国语堂。
To the youth of our church.
青少年。
And to the children.
和儿童的会众。
So speak to be a spiritual father to them.
我将他们每个会众都看到我自己好像他爸爸一样。
I see each of our congregations as a sort of child, as children in our church family.
或者好像我们教会家庭中的孩子这样。
I see the Cantonese congregation as the eldest child.
我看到粤语堂是长子来的。
Not just because of your maturity and your age.
唔单止系你嘅年龄同埋成熟程度啦。
But because of your diligence，
亦都因为你嘅勤奋。
Your responsible nature，
肯负责任嘅性情。
Your older sibling tendencies。
好似有大哥哥大姐姐咁嘅个性。
I see the English congregation as the second child。
我睇到英语堂咧，好似第二个儿子咁样。
The creative one，
好有创造
力。The talented one，
有才华。
The overachiever，
同埋咧有成就嘅孩子。
I see the Mandarin congregation as the middle child，
好似中间嘅仔咁。
The one who feels forgotten，
有阵时觉得咧被遗忘咗。
The one who feels neglected，
被忽视。
The one who feels misunderstood unless you pay attention to them.
或者咧被誤解，除非咧你好注意佢哋。
I see the youth as the teenager in the family.
我睇见青少年嘅会众咧，好似家庭中嘅少年。
The mysterious one.
好神秘嘅。
The quirky one.
古怪嘅。
The moody one.
好情绪化。
And they're still undergoing a lot of growing pains.
佢哋仍然经历紧咧成长嘅一啲嘅痛。
I see the children of our church as being the youngest child.
我睇见儿童嘅会众咧，好似最细嘅儿子咁样。
In need of care, in need of constant attention.
佢哋需要照顾同埋不断地被关注。
Because they're not yet ready to look after themselves, and so there's a lot of babysitting that's still needed.
所以佢哋咧仲唔能够照顾自己，因此咧好需要大量嘅凑仔嘅工作。
And so I sense the Lord wanting me to get to know each of these congregations, each of these children in a better way so that I can love them better.
所以呢，我感觉到主好希望我更加了解每一个的会众，每一个这些的孩子，那我可以呢爱他们更加多。
Because they're all very special.
因为他们都很特殊。
They're all very precious.
很珍贵。
They all have their strengths and challenges.
他们每个都有他们的长处和挑战。
They all have great potential, but there are also many issues to overcome.
他们有很大的潜能，但是呢，也有很多问题需要克服。
These five children are all very different.
这五个小孩子呢，是很不同的。
It's not like you have five teenagers or five young adults growing up in the same family at the same time, facing the same issues in life.
不是说你有五个青少年或者五个的年轻人同时长大在同样的情况底下。
But rather, these are children of all different ages of their lives.
但是他们是处于生命中各个不同的阶段。
All different phases of their development, be it physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
在不同发展阶段的孩子来的，无论是身体上、头脑上、心灵上或者是属灵上。
And sometimes they don't all get along.
有时他们可能相处不来的。
Sometimes, they don't see eye to eye.
他们看不到人家眼中看到的。
There's differences of opinion.
他们意见不一。
Different cultural upbringings.
文化成长背景又不同。
Different ways of doing things.
做事方式又不同。
But like the father in the story,
但好像故事中的父亲那样。
His heart goes out to all his children.
他的内心里面有所有的儿子。
He loves them all.
全部都爱。
He hopes to see them together as brothers and sisters in Christ who belong to the same household, who belong to the same spiritual family.
他希望看到他们成为一个家的人，同一个家庭的兄弟姊妹。
And that is my prayer.
这个就是我的祈祷。
My hope and my longing for our church.
我的希望和我对教会的渴望。
That we would without a doubt know that we are God's beloved child.
咁我哋就将会毫无疑问咁知道我哋就系神挚爱嘅孩子。
But yet we're called to become the father.
但同时咧，我哋都被呼召成为父亲。
That we would welcome each other home.
我哋会彼此欢迎翻到屋企。
That we would forgive one another continually.
不断嘅宽恕对方。
That we would love each other unconditionally.
亦都无条件嘅彼此相爱。
And so if you don't remember anything of what I said today,
所以如果你今日咧唔记得我今所讲嘅所有嘢咧。
Please remember this image.
请记得这幅画。
Please remember this image of the father.
请记得呢个父亲嘅形象。
Embracing and holding his son.
好慈悲嘅抱住佢个仔。
Compassionately against his chest.
系揽住佢同埋放手喺佢心口嗰度。
May this image be to you what has become to me.
希望呢幅画对你的感动呢同样是好像对我的感动这样。
A vision of my God.
对我的神的意象。
A vision for my ministry.
对我事工的意象。
A vision of who I am as his beloved son, as his beloved daughter. A vision of what it means for us and for our church to be renewed personally, relationally, and spiritually.
对我们和我们教会在个人在关系上面和属灵上面更新的意象所意味着的。
Let's pray together.
一起祈祷。
Lord Jesus, I give thanks for how you have given us a glimpse into what undoubtedly is the most beautiful picture, one of the most beautiful pictures in the Bible.
主耶稣，我们多谢你给我们稍微看到在这幅很美丽的图画。
The love and compassion of the Father, of the Heavenly Father, loving lost and wayward sons and daughters.
就是天父对他丧失失去了的儿子的爱和同情心。
Lord God, impress on our heart, impress on our mind, impress on our wills your desire for us to become the Father.
神啊，你将你的手放在我们的心口里，放在我们的脑里，放在我们的灵里，要告诉我们知怎样成为一个父亲。
To welcome lost people home.
去欢迎那些失丧的人回来家。
To forgive others continually.
去不停地饶恕别人，
and to love those that we find hard to love unconditionally.
去用无条件的爱去爱那些我们觉得很难爱的人。
Lord Jesus, come and do your good work in our lives today.
上帝在我们心里面动你的善工。
We bless you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
我们敬拜你，赞美你。
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
上帝、父子、圣灵。
Amen.
Amen.